Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss sexy M&Ms, Corey becoming a viral TikTok star, we rate the nominees for Clever Porn Title of the Year, and we discuss whether or not we'd eat a dragonfly on Drag Race. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hi, Corey.
Hello, my lovely, lovely, gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous girls love podcasts.
I thought you were going to say hello, my lovely, lovely lady lump.
Hello.
And I'm like, it's me.
Would you rather be a gorgeous, gorgeous girl or a lovely lady lump?
A lovely lady lump. A gorgeous, gorgeous girl, they're dime a dozen. If the qualifier for a gorgeous, gorgeous girl is somebody who likes soup, I don't know who thought they were unique when they said gorgeous, gorgeous. Well, I know exactly who said it because I can trace it back to the original TikTok. I identified with that. However, it's not a unique trait to like soup.
True.
I love soup. Yeah. Everybody loves soup. So is everybody a gorgeous, gorgeous girl?
I don't think everybody loves soup. Birds love soup.
Who doesn't like soup?
I bet some people out there are just like, oh, fuck soup. It's all sloppy and drippy and people slurp it and it's too hot and it's too cold and there's not enough stuff in it. Bitch, people will complain about
anything. If anything's too hot, that's your fault. If anything's too cold, it's your fault.
Why? Because I don't.
So what's up?
Because my microwave's slowly dying. It's my fault.
I would agree. Yes. Anyway, so I would rather be a lovely lady lump.
But like, what is a lovely lady lump? Is that like...
I think it means boob or ass cheek. Or
I thought it was a tumor.
Goiter. What's a goiter? It's just a lovely lady lump. Like in My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
You know, I've maybe not seen that.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding, she has a lovely lady lump on
her
neck
twin?
And she says...
Oh, it's I really twin. Spoiled she, that, didn't I?
Yeah, no spoilers, but that was the Big Fat Greek Wedding was between the woman and her twin.
Can you spoil a movie from 20 years ago? Want to watch me?
I do every week on IGTV.
Speaking of TikTok.
Yeah,
I'll
go on.
Oh my
god,
I had a TikTok get 100,000 views since between Corey, Friday and today.
She is a viral queen.
I've made two TikToks, maybe three. They've both done well. Am I a TikToker?
You're in your TikTok era.
Oh my god.
Are you joining the hype house?
Joining what?
I would give you $1,000 right now.
Oh, I would.
If you knew one person in the hype house.
One person. I know someone in the hype house.
No Googling, no thinking.
Here are my hands. I know someone in the hype house.
I will give you $1,000 right now if you eat this dragonfly.
I was going to say Nikita Dragon.
You would have been right. Too bad you did not get it in on
time.
We
were giving the publicity. I just couldn't. I couldn't remember if they were problematic or not.
I feel like yes.
I would have eaten that dragonfly for $1,000.
I would have too, but I don't know if I was too. Okay, are we getting into Drag Race?
I ate three bugs on Fear Factor, and they didn't come out to.
And we made no money.
And they didn't come out to $1,000 a bug, baby.
Would you like to get into Drag Race? Are we jumping right into that? I have other things too.
Let's talk about the sexy M&M. Let's talk about the sexy M&M. First of all,
When was the last time you had an M&M?
The funny thing is, the other day I was at my Walgreens, which I love, and they queue you up down the candy aisle, which is like just strategic, if you ask me.
Temptation Island.
Yeah, we're all just fucking lined up to pay in the candy aisle, so of course I'm looking. And I saw M&Ms, and I just thought, what a trash candy. Like,
It's really not special in any capacity.
I just don't. Will I eat M&Ms? Yes. If somebody's like, "Hey, do you want some?" Hey, girlies, do you want some M's? Yes. But am I gonna pay my own hard-earned money for some M&Ms? Probably not.
Is there a specific flavor you would get?
I mean, if I had to pick, I would always start with like the peanut butter ones are pretty good. Or do they make peppermint ones around Christmas? Like, I'm big around.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm big for peppermint candy around Christmas. I mean, I'll have it all year round too. But like, I just don't think I would ever buy M&Ms and spend my own.
There's
coin.
Never a world where I want to like go down the candy aisle and get the goods. However, Hudson's into Kit Kats, so I'll sometimes like pick up a Kit Kat thing. But if it is the day after a holiday, I will be tempted to get whatever is on sale candy.
You do love sale candy.
There's no reason for me to want it. I am not really like that's not like what I would like to binge on if I'm like at my house high. But like, I'm like, I can't, it's hard to say no if it's on sale and I know Hudson might want some.
Remember when we like in the 90s when we voted for the new color M&M?
No. Did you?
Yeah, that's when they...
Did you Pokemon go to the polls on that?
When they introduced blue, there was like a vote, and it was like, what should be the new M&M? Blue, purple, or pink? This is how old I am.
They had all three ready to go. They just wanted you to act like you had ownership
of the
decision.
There are purple or pink ones right now.
Well, maybe they just skewed the votes then.
I'm Googling when the color vote happened. 1995, bitch. I was 10 years old. In 95, Americans voted to change the tan M&M to blue.
Oh, you know what? I remember the tan M&M.
Yeah.
Justice.
It was like a light brown. It was a beige. And they were all like, get out of here. And now blue is in. Boys rule and so girls drool.
The reason we're bringing up M&M's is because they're currently undergoing a rebrand for all of each of the M&M's personalities.
It's not even a rebrand. So they just gave them new shoes. It's stupid. And
the sexy green one got rid of her high heels. She got some comfortable sneaks.
So stupid. And then, of course, you know, like all the right-wing media is going to act like we all wanted this. Like we've all been like texting AOC and telling her to get the M&Ms to be more inclusive. Nobody asked for that.
Well, did you see the video of Tucker Carlson?
Yeah.
Going off about it. But it's like... I don't know how everyone can't understand that video of him going off about M&Ms becoming gender non-binary or whatever, or like more... I don't know what words he was using, you know, all of his like
catchphrases,
snowflake bingo, but he that was high camp. That was camp. And I don't know how people in his audience don't see Fox News or his like tirades about snowflake culture to be, it is severely camp. Are they dumb? Yes. Is he dumb not knowing that it's camp, or does he know that it's camp?
He's leaning right in. He did the same thing when that gingerbread person was called a gingerbread person back in December.
I would say the bigger outrage from the left that I've seen surrounding the M&M situation is apparently Mars, their parent company, uses child labor in a way that, you know, well, I guess any type of child labor would not be in a way that's good, but like that's the bigger issue, not them like sexy or de-sexying the M&Ms. With that said, do I want a fucking M&M?
No. Do you have you no. been to the M&M store at Times Square?
baby.
I don't think
I've been to the one in Times Square, but I have been to the one in London.
I don't ever understand big old candy stores, like an M&M store, or like, who's that bitch with the candy bar? Dylan.
Who's that bitch with the candy bar?
Dylan's candy bar. Didn't they have that?
Oh,
didn't they have that at
the one at the Grove?
The Grove, yes. I'm pretty sure.
If you go to the Dylan's candy bar at the Grove, and if you look at the wall of curated candy selections by celebrities with pictures and their signatures, you might find somebody that co-hosts this podcast.
No, you're lying.
I'm not joking.
There's a signed picture of you at the Dylan's candy bar at the Grove and saying that your favorite candy is what?
Well, you have to look inside the box.
You're lying.
I am not joking on everything. It's like where I take my family when they visit LA.
All right, listeners, I need someone in
LA. When
they're
like, show me how you're famous.
I need someone.
I'm like, well, look no further.
I need an LA listener to go to the Grove and take some footage for me and tweet it at me, send it to my DMs on Instagram. I need to know.
Corey, can you guess what's in my box?
If you give me some parameters, I probably can.
Candy.
What, all kinds of candy?
Anything you can get at Dylan's candy bar. But they gave me the box. They said, fill it up with whatever you would want to have, showcase what you would get here, and then...
But has it got name brand stuff? Is it all stupid shit?
Baby, just, what do you think I would get?
You probably got some gummy worms.
Yep.
Your dumbass probably likes those paper dot candies.
No. I think it's like peach rings.
Oh, I fuck a peach ring.
Yeah.
Have you ever used a peach ring as a cock ring?
Try
it. You're gonna love the way you look. I guarantee it.
I feel like the granulated sugar that coats a peach ring would not be a good sensation on your glands.
Ripped for his pleasure, honey.
Okay. Well, is there never mind. I think we're done with sexy M&Ms.
I still did.
Hey, did you see one of the M&Ms has anxiety now?
No, I wasn't done with the M&Ms because my phone, I've got it set so it automatically does the like do not disturb starting at 10 p.m. and then like turns back off at like 8 a.m., which I love. But I just happened to pick up my phone after 10 p.m. last night, and I had a text from Tyler at about 11:07, and it was the green M&M without her shell. And so
without what?
Her shell, her candy coated shell, and this M&M was nude. You could see, I don't know the technical terms, but I think you could see labia majora. Or what's it called?
I don't know
if it was labia minora.
It is a fully realistic M&M in the nude. She is Caucasian.
Yep.
She has an innie.
Oh, except for her majora.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know where those all land. But she does have a landing strip.
I immediately forwarded it to one of my friends, and I woke up this morning when I checked my phone after 8 a.m. and it was a text from him at 2 in the morning that said, "Jesus fucking Christ."
Yeah.
I
saw it and I immediately copy-pasted it to our chat.
Save to your camera roll, so then the next time you see a Twitter that's like, whatever celebrity pictures saved most recently on your camera roll.
The best part is there's behind her in the distance a crumpled up M&M green, like her outfit is behind her. Like she stripped herself of it.
Free the nipple, baby.
Slewed it on the floor.
Free the nipple. We could be done talking about sexy candy now if you want. What else did you have to discuss?
I'm looking at the so I've been getting into a really good habit of posting tweets and things that I would bring up to you on the episode Ideas channel on the Discord.
Most smartest.
I see Kendall posted Daniel Radcliffe will be Weird Al in the new biopic. Do you care?
No.
I actually think this is going to be incredible.
I just take it back. No. Do I want to watch a
Weird Al biopic? I am 100% on board. I think that's an interesting story, an interesting perspective. He paved the way for YouTube parody culture in 2008. like, he dominated the charts, didn't he?
I just caught
he's one of a kind.
I just caught a glimpse of my own face in the upper right corner of this FaceTime, and I was making the same face that I was making at the Streamies that one year. So I guess I'm not into it.
Okay, well, we can move on. Well, I am looking forward to it, and I will be watching.
What's it come out on? When's it due? Will you see it at midnight in the theaters?
I didn't see anywhere where it says who's making it or where it's.
Hey, did you go see Scream 5?
No, not yet.
What are you doing?
I know it was my homework, but I did not yet.
What could you possibly be doing?
I have been busy.
Have you been working on your Animal Crossing island? Because I have.
Not at all.
Oh, baby.
Actually.
I got the inspiration over the weekend. I logged some hours. She's almost there.
I need you to start playing Stardew Valley, Corey.
What's that one about?
Oh my gosh. So you work at a mega corporation.
That already sounds like.
Wait. And you hate your job, so you decide, you know what? Fuck this. And you get a letter from your grandpa, who I guess he died or something, and he leaves you his farm.
Oh, grandpa.
And you're like,
died.
You know what? Now's the time. And you go and you start your farm in a new town called Stardew Valley, and you flirt with the locals. You can flirt with anybody in town and like develop relationships with them. You can date them, marry them, and you farm and you fish.
Is it Farmville though? It's always felt a little Farmville to me, which is why I think I got nervous about it.
It gives a little bit of Farmville, but it doesn't have any like Born This Way exclusives. It's just kind of like.
You should also know that I never played Farmville. I just felt like
neither did I.
I've just felt like Farmville was for the like. I hate to say Karens.
Horse girls.
I hate to say Karens. I feel like Karens loved Farmville.
Well, it's kind of Farmville-ish because you have a farm.
Okay.
I don't know the extent of Farmville. You can have chickens. You can have cows.
Can I name my farm a Parma?
You can do whatever you dream. I name all my chickens drag queen puns. Like Vivi Hen. Bob the Egg Queen.
Trinity the Cluck.
Miss Henge.
Excuse me, I said Trinity the Cluck Taylor.
It's already on my spreadsheet. You know what? Alaska Thundercluck.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Mayhen Miller.
What? Mayhen Miller?
Heidi N. Coop.
How many chickens do you get?
Miss Henge.
Miss Henge?
Adore Henlano?
No.
Chixie Mattel?
Okay, yes.
Monet Eggs Change?
I'm here for it.
So, you know, I'm busy.
I love that for you. Lots of chicken.
I think you would like Stardew.
Maybe.
It's really cute and cozy, and the music is delightful.
You know, I need that because I still my only complaint still is that like from the I think it's 5 to 6 the music that they play in Animal Crossing from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. is terrible.
Oh, bitch, you got to get into the 5 a.m.
Oh, I love it, and then it just gets so peaceful after that. But 5 to 6, I have to mute.
I don't know how people don't time travel to a better time zone or for the music itself.
Let me tell you, doing the rivers, what's it called? Cliffs, building land in Animal Crossing during the winter. There's a lot of glare. I'm always like, is that up a level? What level am I on? Maybe I'm just stoned playing. I don't know. But anyway, it's almost time for you to come see my island.
Okay.
Oh, and one last thing. I think I'm going to let Rodney go.
No.
I'm really jungle-fying my island, and they're all kind of a little jungle-esque, the critters, and I just don't know if like a nerdy hamster fits in.
Maybe he's the Indiana Jones of the island.
If anyone's listening and you want Rodney, I can probably coordinate a switcherino.
Wow.
He's a good guy. Oh my God, I did laugh though because I forgot that I made him call me Strong Boy.
Oh. Okay.
And so sometimes he calls me that and I laugh. Eddie Hoozle. Okay.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Did you want to talk about the AVN Awards?
What?
The adult video industry.
Oh, did you post something about that?
Adult Video News Awards. Yes, I posted the clever title of the year for porn. The porn category for clever title of the year for the AVN Awards. I know nothing about this award show. I know nothing except I wanted to share. There are 12 titles, and you said, and you replied to the post when I posted this on the Discord. You said, please read these.
Yeah, because I think episode. I didn't understand it, so I think I needed you to read it to me.
Okay. The titles include, the finalists are, the nominees are.
Got it.
Are you a tinkler or a sprinkler? I could live without it. Everybody was kung fu fucking. Okay. The Hand Job's Tale, a Nerds of Porn parody.
No.
Insane Clown Pussy.
Look at that one wins for me. There we have
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. So far, she's the winner.
There can't be another.
Invading Uranus. Now, I like this because I love a space theme. So I don't know the contents, but like it sounds like it goes there. It's a Trans Sandwich and I'm the Meat! Exclamation mark. Legends of the Sasquatch. Sasquatch.
Like Sasquatch, but Sasquatch. What is a Sasquatch? If you had to tell me what it is, like, what would that look like to you?
You mean a Sasquatch?
No, Sasquatch. A Sasquatch.
A Sasquatch is a crotch of a Sasquatch. What's a Sasquatch?
No, if you were to be like, boy, I hooked up with him and he had a Sasquatch. What would that look or feel like?
I'll tell you
like?
What it looked like. In no way is it trimmed or prepared. It is unwild. It is wild. It is unruly. It is a safari. It is your island. Rodney's no longer there.
Yeah.
Overgrown.
Okay.
Sasquatch.
It's got its own like temperature.
Temperate. Heaty. Heaty. Moist. Dewy.
Okay.
The final three are Sorry Man, Your Girl Is a Size Queen. No,
that sounds like a Will
There's something
Ferrell
about
movie.
Facials.
Okay, maybe I could get behind that. It seems a little like 25 years late, but.
And then Toys in the Asshole. These are not the best titles. I mean, to me, it comes down between Insane Clown Pussy and Legends of the Sasquatch.
Do you think the people in the Insane Clown Pussy video are our full Insane Clown Posse makeup. If they're not, if they're not, then I don't think they can actually win. Like, they need to really commit to the juggalo of it all if they're going to make that their title.
Yeah, I think certainly they are. Do you want me to do my research? Would you like me to watch that, or do you want me to watch Scream 5 first?
Listen, there's I don't know how many hours there are in a week, 24 times 7, but baby, you can squeeze them both in. Like, okay. Those toys in the asshole.
If you have a... What I would like is a porn parody title that the people at home could come up with.
What about an idea for a porn parody title couple. That incorporates psychobabble?
Sock it to us, please.
Hey, what's the last time you socked it to something?
You know what? Part of my morning rituals every morning is when I get out my socks, Crouton goes wild because he knows it's time to go out for a walk. And so I throw them both up in the air and he's like freaking out. And I say, bring me my socks. And he brings me my socks. I sock it to him.
You wear socks every morning. You live in a city that's 20 degrees warmer than mine and I never wear socks.
Well, I'm like, when I'm getting ready to go to the gym.
Oh.
My outfit to take the dogs out is my outfit to go to the gym.
Got it. Your little shorty socks. He loves a little shorty socks.
No, long.
Oh, wow. Long boy. Oh, wow. Wow. Those cover all calf.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Did you see, now this was, everyone was posting this and sending it to us, the pastor who spit in somebody's face to prove that, COVID won't get you if you're of God or something.
Yeah. Did he get it?
I don't know, but this is gay culture.
I watched the video of that guy, like, loogieing in the other guy's face.
This video or a video? Are you talking about Legends of the Sasquatch? That's a hard word to say.
Sasquatch?
Sasquatch.
I did pull up the Discord. I watched the video. It's a pastor preaching about pandemics, and then he like loogies into his own hand and he's like slowly brushing it on this other gentleman's face.
Oh, yeah, I didn't.
You didn't watch it?
No, because I didn't want to give it a view. I feel like my views are votes in culture.
Well, listen.
And I was like, I'm not giving that a view.
That is absolutely the case when it comes to TikTok, because I watched one video of these crows that had brought this woman some money.
Are you in crow TikTok? Because am too.
It's called Crow Talk. And I watch one video about this woman who's been feeding crows on her backyard deck or whatever, and the fucking crows brought her a penny and a nickel, or maybe it was a quarter and a euro or something, a quarter and a euro.
And a loony and a toonie?
It was a loony and a toonie. and a yen. And then suddenly, now I'm seeing all this fucking crow talk. Now I have to keep it. No, no, I don't. And it's like,
why would you say no?
It's people giving tips on how to get crows to bring you things.
And I know. I'm on crow talk. And the latest one I saw was this woman being like, if you stand with your back facing a crow will be more likely to trust you. And so I'm like, okay.
Well, I don't need another. I don't need another crow talk alone, baby. 2022 is not the year that I become a crow person.
I think that could be your best era yet.
Should
I
that
think that
be...
would be? I really do think that would be a magical moment for everyone involved.
Did you have that on my bingo board?
No, but what if I'm down for surprises.
What if I started? So then I was running and I was really thinking about crow talk, and I was like, I wonder if I did start feeding them, if I could get them to like come along with me on my runs, and they'd like watch me from the sky and they'd protect me.
Yeah, but do you find every city has
a crow?
That one guy that has like a bird on his back at all.
Oh,
times.
We have a lot. San Francisco has a lot of those.
It's like, girl, we get it. You're special. You have a connection with another species that most people don't. There's a man in that does Runyon who has three macaws or whatever.
Oh,
and
God. He's
and they're always swooping and flooping. And
yeah,
I'm
people
like,
at
we get it.
People at Dolores Park all the time are like, oh, look at this bird on my shoulder. And then they go sit in the like gay area and they're like, oh.
Look wow, at my well, bird. Thanks for the recap.
Look at my bird. A pretty bird.
Corey, we haven't even touched on Drag Race, and we've already done a full 30 minutes-ish.
Baby, I can hit it and split it quickly.
Okay. Let's
key,
talk.
Key takeaway.
It's the first week that the queens are all together.
Honey, the tribes merged, baby.
It was giving Survivor. I saw your tweet, and I was like, yes, this actually is the vibe.
Top takeaway is I'm here for the unexpected friendships. The like Cornbread and Willow friendship, I thought
it was giving me Final Two, baby.
I loved it. Well, it was giving me eventually have to lip sync against your friend, which you know they love to do. Same Oof. With Lady Camden and Angeria. I loved their little like playful friendship when they were doing their makeup. I was like,
I was actually really uncomfortable by that.
Oh, really?
I was really waiting on the edge of my seat for Angeria to be like to say that she.
Was offended
was
or
in
perturbed.
On the experience of having her accent being made fun of. Because it felt a little, I don't know. I just was uncomfortable with, I was uncomfortable with it.
You're
so I was like,
I
was relieved that she was like, oh, the queen that I most connect with. And then I'm like, oh, are they foreshadowing? Are they going to like,
fuck?
You know how sometimes they do that?
That happened one time.
Who?
Brooklyn and Vanjie.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So I was here for that. I love a ball challenge again early on in the season because I think it gives us a chance to see like different styles and different aesthetics like very quickly early on. It also gives them the opportunity to show three looks if they then end up going home. I was very here for it. I preached.
Yeah, I was happy about spoilers. I was happy about the eliminated queens coming back because I mean, as much as like everyone's eventually gonna go home, who cares, whatever, blah blah blah, like, and some people you can tell are maybe not going to be the winners of a season,
yeah,
I still would want to see their POV of drag and why they were cast.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was happy that they brought the first two eliminated back. I definitely agree. I think people have more to show. I'm actually kind of happy they did the candy bar thing. I hope
it, me too.
I hope
it was like stupid.
I hope it negates the fact that Rue can just like willy-nilly save someone like she did with Candy last season. But I mean, I live for the double stay moments if it's like an iconic like lip sync. If there's truly like a Brooklyn versus Evie style lipstick or lip sync where they both just kill it and he saves them both.
Lip stink.
Then I'm here for it. But I'm down for the candy bar. The eliminated person being like, it's chocolate. And then did you hear the editors?
The trombone.
It was like, wah, wah.
What I really liked about this episode, I thought it was a top tier Drag Race episode. Like as far as entertainment value and leaning into the fact that it is a reality TV show.
Yep.
It's stupid entertainment. I mean, I like Rue being on one.com coffee enemas. I would much rather have an energized panel of judges having fun and being stupid. Like, it's a stupid show that's meant to be fun. Yeah. Like, I like when they lean into that.
I agree with you there. I was definitely okay with the bottom two. So hard to like judge when there's like that many queens. I don't know if I completely agree with like the tops and the bottoms of the week. But I was okay with who went home.
I really thought Cornbread was going to go home. I was like, the editing was giving me, I mean, her looks were not the best, and they gave a lot of her storylines right, like, during the episode. So I was like, oh, shit. Like, this, they've set her up to be a fan favorite, and she is going home. This episode is going to be an insane episode of reality TV. They didn't do it, but I was like, ooh, that could have been a moment.
Yeah, I don't know. It was interesting. Some of the people's whose looks I really loved in their like first appearance, I didn't necessarily like super enjoy a lot of their looks during the ball. So I don't know. I've been enjoying pretty much the entire cast this season, and as I always say, I will watch, I will consume all drag content until the end of time.
I was pretty bummed about June. Outside of any drag element, the little segment where June goes up to Orion and was like, I'm not happy you're back. It was very like, okay.
I didn't love that.
I didn't understand what the point of it was. Like,
it almost felt awkward. I mean, because obviously of what the context of the conversation, but part of me also thought maybe like one of the producers was like, go talk to Orion and share.
Absolutely.
And share how you feel about them being back. Like it was so awkward to a point where it almost felt forced. And then that's why I was like being a little more forgiving of the conversation.
When it came to the final two though, the bottom two, here's,
I have one thing to say. Why are we taking our shoes off in season 14?
Okay, so here's what I'm thinking.
You get June. Go home.
Did you watch Untucked? Did you watch Untucked?
Yeah.
June was giving me conflicted about, do I be myself, and quote unquote herself is like, she, for her talent, she took her shoes off and was doing her thing and whatever. Like, maybe that is who she thinks she is as a performer, and thus she will excel if she is more herself. Or do you play the game of Drag Race, which for which you got cast, and you understand there are some things you just don't do to please the judges so that you stick around longer?
Why would anyone take their shoes off?
Well, I think she thought that was being herself.
Oh.
I don't know.
Let's bring our guest out on the episode to tell us why they took their shoes off.
No free feet. She was given free feet. First rule of any type of entertainment, no free feet. Like, she had to get. June is over. It was time for July.
Oh, yes. Free the foot, baby.
I just kind of, yeah. I thought, in what way do you fumble the ball? Let me try a sport. Fumble the ball in the last quarter, in the last play of the field. She did that. She fumbled in the last moment. If she had kept her shoes on, if she had like kept her clothes, I guess, somewhat on, and just performed the song,
yeah,
I think she would have won.
Absolutely. I saw a tweet that was like, well, it was like, Matty Morphosis better win this whole show because I never want to see her lip sync again.
Oh. Now, people, I feel like, are like, okay, the looks from Maddie, I don't think were that great this episode.
Yeah.
The stars and the moon look was giving me, I should post it on the Discord. My mom made me a wizard costume when I was six.
I've seen it.
It looks just, I was like, oh my God, this is uncanny.
Open your copies of Binge. I think there's a copy of it in there.
I believe you. But I was... I feel for Maddie because she's a he's I don't know if I call I could call her a she. I feel like he is a boy with a dream who likes to play dress up and do drag and whatever, and like that is totally valid. However, I don't think there, and there are plenty of straight people who do drag. Plenty. And there's been plenty of straight people on Drag Race who do drag. I don't know why they keep saying the first straight drag queen. Yeah. Like, many of the trans contestants are straight on Drag Race. Anyway, but it was stunt casting that is taking advantage of him because he wasn't prepared for Drag Race. Like, his taste level's not there, and his performance is not there. Like, why cast somebody other than the fact that, like, using this for a headline of first straight guy to do drag and then being able to say, I don't know, there's just something not there. Something, like, they're implying, like, there's no queer culture element to Maddie.
Yeah.
Well, bitch, you knew that going into this. Why'd you cast him?
But I feel like, I mean, I definitely understand what you're saying. My thought process is there's always a few queens that I feel like entered the season where you're like, well, that person's not going to be in the top three or the top four or whatever it is. And so I think that just comes a little bit with the territory of like doing a season this freak or like doing seasons as frequently as they do. But I definitely understand what you're saying as far as like baking in the straight element. Anywho,
would you eat the dragonfly for $1,000?
Absolutely.
As much as I agree, I would too. I was really uncomfortable with the moment. I didn't like it.
Really?
Was it dead or alive? I don't know.
It was dead. Dragonflies don't just nap on the floor.
I don't know what everyone's up to.
This dragonfly is like, bitch, my little bed over there.
To me, it read as... I don't know. Maybe I was too stoned for it. I was just like... It made me not into the moment. I guess her saying, well, I eat ass, why wouldn't I eat a bug? I thought, okay, you know what? You've redeemed yourself with that because you have a sense of humor about it.
Yeah.
I hope she got her $1,000.
Me too.
Cornbread?
Let's ask. Let's bring out our second guest to find out if they got their $1,000.
Diabetica.
Wait, the last thing I'll say, because I rewatched the episode yesterday, because I watched it with a couple friends on Friday and I wanted to like catch the pieces that I missed. In that scene where she's calling her Diabetica in the workroom when Cornbread's calling Diabetti that, you see Diabetti start to correct her, and then they cut to the confessional of Cornbread being corrected by the producer. So one of the situations is not real because she wouldn't have had to be corrected twice. You know what I mean? So if they made her like retell the story for the production's sake of the confessional, I guess, but like, I don't know. I felt awkward rewatching it because it made me be like, did she really need to be told twice, or is she just eating this up for the confessional?
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't love it. But I did love it.
but I do think I like Diabetica more than Diabetti.
I do too.
But that's not my place. It's giving me get rid of Heidi in closet.
Well,
and I don't like that. It's like, this is somebody's expression of self where they are. This is a character that they have spent time and money and energy, and like this is their like safe place.
It's their, so like
to be like, oh, you should change your name, like that's a bit,
honey.
I don't
go
love
back
it.
200 episodes and find the one where I agree with everything you said
about what?
Heidi and Coop.
You mean Heidi and Coop?
Yes.
Or is there I think that's it.
Is there anything
today
else you want to say before I get in my car and drive to Dylan's Candy Bar at the Grove?
No. Corey, where can people find you?
At Dylan's Candy Bar, looking through your box.
Cool.
Tyler, what are you streaming this week?
Same old. Animal Crossing, Stardew, Grand Theft Auto, Fortnite maybe.
Wow.
Oh, we're launching a Minecraft server this Friday. So if you are interested in any capacity on joining like a community server from the start, from day one, this Friday we're launching it, and I would love to see you there.
I'm more of a busboy than a server, but I'll check it out.
I thought you were a butcher's boy.
I am.
Okay, well.
All right.
Okay.
Love you a lot. Have a wonderful week. Bye.